this really his last chance.
It's all on this corner kick.
The keeper Sells made an unbelievable save from the last corner from his own man. Had so many corners in by Szoboszlai. Dan's there, cleared. Tsimikas on the volley. Shots down in the box and cleared by. Here's McAllister just outside the box. Lifts in the cross. Nunes is in.
It really was an unbelievable ending, wasn't it? Nunes in the 99th minute in Nottingham. That was Steve Hunter and John Aldridge getting just a little bit excited there on the commentary as Liverpool strengthen their grip on top spot in the Premier League. I'm Becky Davis and you're listening to The Reaction. Over the course of this podcast, we'll bring you the thoughts of Jurgen Klopp, Bobby Clark and Quaveen Kelleher as well, alongside our pundits Aldo and Sammy Lee. First though, to our reporter Rob Jones at the City Ground with former Reds midfielder David Thompson.
What a remarkable finish at the City Ground. We're just about catching our breath, and when you have days like that, you start to think something special might well be on the cards.
I think it's just topped off an unbelievable week. To win it like that was absolutely insane, absolutely insane. A lot of credit has got to go to Forest today. I thought they defended superbly well. It was a frustrating afternoon for us. We couldn't get our passes going. But, you know, Darwin's popped up at the end with that goal, and it's just topped off an absolutely magical week. It's, you know, what a week to be a Liverpool fan.
And it goes back to the start of the afternoon when you think about having those reinforcements on the bench, being able to bring on Endo and Szoboszlai and Nunez. And as you said, it is Darwin Nunez who pops up with the winning goal.
Yeah, it was Darwin that popped up with the goal, but I think Danzy came on and, you know, he caused havoc in there. He got stuck into the goalkeeper, you know, and it sort of breathed new life into the team. You know, we started getting Van Dijk stepping into midfield, Konate bringing the ball out, passing it out wide. You know, and that's what was needed. That in turn then dropped them to you know, defend really, really deep, and that's what cost them in the end.
And also, I think as a midfielder, you would admire the craft and the quality of the ball in from Alexis McAllister.
Oh, it was absolutely beautiful. When he put his foot on the ball, I thought to myself, he's wasting valuable seconds there, and then he turned, you know, and the weight on the pass there just to get that little flick on for Nunes. It was just, it was delightful. It was a delightful pass, but yeah, I'll say, I was settling for a point with 20 minutes to go. I thought, I'll take a point here now. It's not going to be a bad point for us, and we'll move on. It's not been a great performance. It's a patched-up team. You know, we've got 3 points in the bag, and now we're 4 points clear. So, you know, we'll take that.
Yeah, I think sometimes about saying, oh, you take the point, is that Liverpool had to be very, very wary. Obviously, the balance of trying to win the game, but they were a real threat on the break, as we sort of predicted pre-match for us with the likes of Hudson-Odoi, Iwobi when he came on, that you could easily have lost that game 1-0.
We could have done, and I think with 2 minutes to go, you've seen the break, there was a 4v2 against us, and just the wrong choice of pass at times, you know, that decision-making has cost them a little bit. I think they did have chances. Alanga had a great chance in the second half. He put wide at the post. Keller has, you know, had a couple of good saves, kept us in the game. So, you know, on another day, it could have gone either way, but we'll take it. We'll absolutely take it. What a delightful week.
Yeah, it is a delightful week, but also an incredibly tiring one. And it was interesting, Pep Linders walked past me and we had a very quick chat, and he said the amount it's taken out of the boys to play 120 in a cup final, to go again in the FA Cup with so many players out injured, and then to find something like that today is an incredible effort.
Yeah, it was a remarkable effort, you know, with a patched up team as well. I think that's why, you know, with 20 minutes to go, you say you take a point. I knew it was going to be difficult. We spoke about that before the game. We knew they were going to make it ugly. They defended really well. Tactically, they were spot on defensively. I think the way they tried to shift us down the sides and lock us in, you know, then we have to come out and we have to go around the other way. They lock us in that side. You have to keep having to go back to your centre-backs. And if your centre-backs are not brave on the ball, which they weren't for 70 minutes, it took 70 minutes for them to start stepping in beyond the centre-forwards, you know, forcing them to drop deeper and deeper. And I think, in the end, that's what cost Forest, you know, dropping too deep, you know. And it was a great result.
Just finally, I think there might well be a few more days like this between now and May. everyone's hearts in mouths and sitting on the edge of our seats until right the very last moments of the game?
Well, it feels like it's going to be one of them seasons, doesn't it? You know, it's like everything just seems to be aligning. You know, what a way to win the game today, you know, even from Sunday. Yeah, it's a great time to be a Liverpool fan.
David, thank you very much indeed. So, Europa League next, still four trophies up for grabs for Liverpool, and in the Premier League, the big one comes next Sunday at Anfield.
Oh, it certainly does. We can't wait for that one. Thanks, lads. As I say, we've got John Aldridge and Sammy Lee here. Never in doubt that, Aldo, was it?
Oh, gee. Talk about leaving it late. That's, I think it's the latest this season, I think, isn't it? In 97 minutes or so.
Did we deserve 99 minutes. It made us wait for it, definitely.
Yeah, but did we deserve to win? I don't feel sorry for them, but they probably deserved the result out of it. I actually think that was the first time we hit the target. No, we huffed and puffed.
Yeah,
I don't think
the
goalkeeper made one save off their own player. But apart from that, like, you know, we didn't do an awful lot. We didn't play well. But the most important thing is at this stage of the season, or any stage, is getting the 3 points, getting the win and walking away. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, it was a timely goal because they couldn't get back into the stride, you know, and try and get us back, you know. Oh, happy days, yeah, happy days.
It had to be him as well, didn't it? Captain Chaos, as he is very affectionately known, of course, Darwin Núñez. And it feels like such a big 3 points. It is such a big 3 points.
Huge, Becky. Huge. And considering the 10 days we've had, I have to say to you, to grind out the result the way we did, It shows the signs of a good team, to be honest, and a resilient team. We've used that word many, many times, and I think fantastic result, whichever way it comes. At this stage of the season, all you've got to do is get the 3 points. And whether it was our first shot on target or last year, makes no odds. It ended up in the back of the net, and we got the 3 points. And better late than never, because they couldn't recover, they couldn't come back at us. So, terrific results.
Yeah, towards the end, there were so many occasions where you just thought it wasn't going to be our day, specifically that save by Selves right near the end, where you just think, this is not on, isn't it?
And then, to be fair, they had the moments. You know, a couple of great blocks, you know, a couple of decent saves from the keeper on the break, obviously. That was their game plan. And it nearly paid for them, to be honest, you know. But, you know, give the lads credit. They stayed in there, the belief they had. And for once, we had a couple of players that could come off the bench and help the team with experience.
Yeah.
You know, the young lad's done brilliant, don't get me wrong. And even young Dan's, when he come on, he made an impact. But obviously, being able to bring on the players that we did, Núñez comes on and scores the winner. You know, Szoboszlai gets involved a lot with the game. Dan's, he was an effect. So, that obviously probably turned it slightly in our favour to go ahead and get the vital goal and get the win.
But I think we spoke all season, Becky, about the fact that when these players have come on, they've had an impact, and they have, whether they be young, whether they be old. And what must be mentioned is the fantastic ball by McAllister.
He
turned the guy in, and the lovely little left-footed drifted cross into there, and what a header.
I think, you know, one thing we were lacking through the game, and I think DS was probably the main culprit, the final ball, that quality that gets... misses the first man, gets the chances for the striker to that was the one top bit of quality in the 98 minutes, whatever it was, where he's seen it. He's bent, it's impossible for the defender.
Yeah.
Horrible ball to defend, and he spun off, and the goalie's had no chance. You want to get your head on it. Top draw, top quality, yeah.
You're talking about the squad depth there. That goal by Darwin Núñez, of course, coming off the bench, equals the club record of 21 goals in a season, which was set back in 2005-2006 by players coming off the bench to score. So that just underlines the depth, as Aldo was saying, Sammy, about this squad and that ability to bring on not just bodies, but game changers.
Very much so, and we've said on many, many occasions, the fact that they come on, they don't come on, they're miserable because they never started. They come on and right away, they're straight into the pace of the game and have an impact. You mentioned the stat there, you know, it's equal to the record, maybe it is the record, fantastic. It just shows the way everybody is on the same page here at this football team. Everybody knows the job, what they've got to do when you come on, whether they start or whether you come on as a substitute. Impact, result, fantastic 3 points.
And do you think, you know, the manager, Mr. Klopp, will be looking in the mirror and giving himself a little pat on the back? Because he makes the substitutions, you know.
It's his idea.
He sees something. So, all joking apart, that's got to, you know, it's you know, that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Seeing things in a game to change it and do it, you know. But to break that record, you know, with a couple of months to spare, even, that shows you, you know, what type of squad we've got.
Yeah, you can see there, Darwin Núñez, the match winner. I think we spoke pre-match, Sammy, didn't we? I think it was 5 goals in 6 appearances before the injury. So he is absolutely flying. And the difference, I suppose, to this time last season, he's just found his feet so well in the last few months.
And people say he can't score goals.
I don't think they can level that at him anymore.
Not at all. You know yourself, we say on many occasions, you know, if he's fit, you'd start him because the guy has such an effect on the team.
Yeah.
You know, and again, as the people have said before, the mere fact, if you're opposition, you do not want to play against him. He takes you everywhere you don't want to go as a defender. And for me, as a teammate, you'd want him all the time in there. Midfielder, you only have to look up and just play the ball into space. He'll make that run for you. Defensively, they do not want to defend against him because, as you did you say Captain Chaos before? Or is that what it
is? I might have done, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a fantastic effect for the team.
Yeah, it's like a jack in the box. There's loads, so many names you can call him. But when we speak ex players, which we gather quite a lot, you know, because we're very clannish, we always talk about the strikers. And when people were like, you know, saying detrimental remarks about him, about Núñez, as you're talking, they're saying, I used to say, out of all of our strikers, 6 strikers, including Young Doug, who would you like least of all to play against? And every one of them saying Núñez.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know what he's going to do. With Mo, you know what he's going to do, basically, and Diaz, where they're going to be. Gakpo comes out there and you know where they're going to go. With him, you just don't know.
I mean, he's obviously a very different type of striker than you were yourself, but in terms of the elements of his game that you look at and go, that is what makes a top striker. I mean, I suppose, as you say, unpredictability, is a huge weapon to have.
There's an old saying, you know, you chase pigeons, you know, because you just chase lost causes. Because you can make something out of nothing.
Yeah.
Keep on going. You know, we've seen that with Suarez for that magnificent season, you know, and that's what he is. It's the way he's been brought up, you know. I was brought up in Garson. He's brought up in a country where, you know, you struggle, you know. You're coming from middle class or whatever, and you've got the fire burning in your belly, and you see he's got that.
And again, Beck, forgive me, as a midfielder on his team, you know that all you have to do is touch the ball and then play it over because he'll run for you. He'll be there. And as I say to you, he'll make indifferent balls look very good balls.
Yeah, never give up, Darwin. And in terms of the team, the never give up mentality is just still there. We seem to say this all the time, don't we? But it's the truth. You have to call it as it is. That mentality is so, so strong.
Yeah. See, I like never give up Núñez better than Captain Chaos, you know. Like, but again, once again, we mentioned the occasions of being in here, the one where they've got resilience, and that's throughout the squad, and that comes from the main man, as John was saying before. It comes from the top down, from Jürgen and his backroom staff. They're preaching this resilience. And again, I repeat, the mere fact that whenever they enter the pitch, they know their role and responsibility, and they have an effect, which that's all you want as a coach when you put substitutions on. And as John says, fantastic, the bravery, the foresight of Jürgen to change it when they needed changing. Brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, we could have been sat here, you know, very differently and talking about, you know, 2 points dropped. And I suppose it is that resilience that makes you champions, I suppose, at the end of the day. That's the fine margins that separate you.
We've seen that in great sides over the years when I used to, you know, in the 70s, 80s, you know, the great Liverpool sides. You just got to grind. That's the way grind results out. Mm. And we saw him before, and I think you mentioned it before the show. It was so important to go there and not let them score first. You know, I know it's a cliche in football, but when you're playing them teams, because it's so hard to get back in the game, you know. But also to make sure you get a clean sheet.
We mentioned all the time. Yeah, Beck, you know that.
Clean sheet, because that's what happens.
Yeah,
you know, and the fact that happened to them last week. In the middle of the week, it's playing on the mind, you know. And the dying embers of the game, on 3 or 4 occasions, you know, last 10 minutes, you could see it was playing on the minds, and we got close to getting it. But then, with it being the last attack, you think, but then it pops up and he does the business.
It's the third consecutive clean sheet for the first time this season, actually, which is quite remarkable, I suppose, when you consider top of the league by 4 points at the moment. Yeah. But defensively, a good shutout again.
It's a nice trend. It's a nice trend. We've got 11 games to go now in the league. We've got obviously other cup games. But as we said beforehand, I always think sometimes it may be negative coach speak when you say clean sheet. But
no.
I kid you not, if you keep a clean sheet with this forward prowess we've got coming from all areas, we'll always score a goal, albeit in the 99th minute, you know, but we will always score. But keep that clean sheet and anything is possible after that.
It would have been, John, I think, almost understandable to be sitting here, even though it would have been so frustrating with a draw, because you look at the week that they've had, not only a lot of minutes under the belt, but emotionally as well.
There's
been so many highs, and then it's you can only sustain that level for so long.
You're so spot on, because the way the game has gone, we'd have come out and said, like, one game too far because of what's happened last week, the kids. The squad's, you know, depleted. You know, it was never going to happen. You know, it's this has caught up with us.
Yeah.
But it didn't. And that's why we're so elated, because, as you say, the jack-in-the-box, call him what you want. He last touch of the game, he gets us the win. And they deserve it because they've kept that. You know, the squad, we've got a full team basically out. You know, just coming back, some of them. And they've just got the belief, call it all these, but the commitment, the desire that they showed today and the last couple of games and before that is off the scale.
And I don't think we should ever underestimate emotional fatigue, mental fatigue, because it has a massive part to play. If you're mentally fit, you're physically fit. If you're mentally unfit or weak, then you're going to be weak in your body.
But it is a thing, though, isn't it? And obviously, you guys, obviously, having been in that position, would know how it feels, because I think to the outside world, you kind of go, riding the crest of a wave, you're on a high, you've just won a trophy, the FA Cup win as well. But they're human just like anybody else.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they probably, a lot of them haven't slept an awful lot in the past 7 days.
And Becky, there's not a lot of time in between games. You know, it's coming fast and furious, which Liverpool Football Club are used to, by the way, 3 games a week. You know, you like to play games at the end, you know, the Saturday, the Wednesday, the Sunday, whatever. You know, but you're right, you're very right. You know, it takes an awful lot out of you. But once again, because of the squad, and we've got people coming back in now, and when these players come on, have an impact, and you know yourself, there's nothing better than restoring mental fatigue than winning games. And as you say before, I don't know how Forest feel, because twice now they've conceded very late goals. So, but that's for them to sort out.
Yeah.
But I think it's just great the fact that we have now succumbed again, and we've had a fantastic result, albeit in the 99th minute.
You're talking about Forest, Man City. How do they feel?
Yeah.
They've been listening to that game thinking, whoa, all of a sudden, they've got to play Man United tomorrow. They've got to come to our place next week. You know, all of a sudden, that just piles a little bit more pressure on them. A little bit more, which adds to our benefit. You know, and we'll see what happens next week, obviously, because there's other games to come before then. But pressure is a good thing.
Yeah, I remember we spoke to, I think it was Cody Gakpo after Brentford after that one, because that was the earlier kickoff, obviously. And, you know, there was that situation where they said, it's great, you get it in the bag and then you can go on and, you know, you put the pressure on the other team. And that is a, you know, it's obviously a significant factor. Sport is so psychological as well as physical.
Very much so, as we mentioned before. And Davey Thompson got asked about the pre-game, I think, if I'm not mistaken, by Rob. You know, and you say, well, how would you like to do it? I think it'd be great, Liverpool now. Us, we've just won the game in the manner we won it. As John says, imagine how they must be feeling now, because they've got to do it again tomorrow. All we can do is what we can do, control what we can control. We've done that today by winning today, get the 3 points, albeit with a very, very late goal, which is, I have to say to you, they're the best wins.
But also, we've got the cavalry coming over the horizon, like a Western, you know, they're coming, you know, the lads are getting better, the bandages are coming off, and the heel, they're ready to come. That's one of Johnny King's old sayings, that bit.
I'm just thinking of Mo Salah on a horse, and that's all.
All of a sudden you've got these players, and Mo's come back in, hopefully, you know, and Alisson's on the bench, and all of a sudden, you know, you're getting stronger and stronger, and they've got a fight for the place now.
I used
to say Alisson could take over that lad. That lad's been perfect. And even if Alisson came to the team for the Sparta Prague game, not for me, he wouldn't get in the team. And I'd never ever say it, but I'd say that, because Keller has been immaculate, you know, and anyone else who's trying to get in the team, it's hard for the managers to say, ooh, you know, Trent, can you get in front of Connor? I'm afraid he can't.
It's a great problem for the manager to have, though.
And that breeds competition. More competition, which we were brought up with Liverpool. You know, that you know you've got to, like, there you go, I've got to show a bit more here to keep me place.
Can I make another mention, if you don't mind, please again? Joe Gomez again. Yeah. Joe Gomez again. A number of positions he played today. And as you think, wow, you know, and I just think it's fantastic, terrific.
Yeah, he's unbelievably versatile, isn't he? Just talk to us about the momentum that dressing room will feel now. You know, obviously, to get through the toughest of weeks, it feels like a bit of a break now until later, you know, to the end of next week.
Yeah, you know, 5 days, you know, because they've had no real breaks, have they?
Sparta Prague, and I think the boss probably must have wanted the final whistle here to sort of go, right, we got through one of the toughest weeks. Really.
Ridiculous, you know, depleted squad, I say it again, 13, 14 players out, whatever it be, and just go win a cup and they'll go, you know, get the quarter final, another cup, and then get three massive, massive points. It's huge.
Yeah, it also ends the curse in the league at the City Ground. When was the last win there, do you know?
That was a long time ago.
It was, 1984.
Wow.
Ronnie Whelan and Ian Rush, 2-0.
Even when we won the league that year, when we only lost two games, one at Everton, the other one was there, we lost 2-1. At the time, they were the second best team in the league. So, and I knew it was before then. They were a little bit of a bogey side at
their
place. We used to beat them all the time at Anfield.
Just a quick break in today's show to remind you that there are two series of We Are Liverpool available to listen to wherever you get your podcasts. It's where you'll hear from current and former players about their lives off the pitch and career on it. We've got Andy Robertson's car-sharing stories with his brother, Lucas Leiva's humbling phone call to Jurgen Klopp after he left the club, how Curtis Jones celebrated that goal against Everton in the FA Cup, why Dirk Kuyt played a key role in Luis Suarez signing from Ajax, and lots more fascinating insights and stories ready for you to hear. Every episode of We Are Liverpool is available now, and make sure to give us a follow so you don't miss any future shows. Right, let's get back to today's show. Let's get some reaction from Jurgen Klopp now. Here's what he had to say to the media in his post-match press conference.
Darwin looked at him last week when he was charging down the stand and jumping over the hoardings. But, I mean, how important, how big a goal can that be?
Yeah, if you will see that, it is super important. A goal which gives you 3 points is it's always super decisive and, especially for him, super deserved. Before people start singing that song more often. It's the best way to calm it immediately down, but they can sing it with Darwin response like he did today. Before that, he had really good moments. Super, I think it was him, after a set piece, if I'm right. Sensational save of the goalie was his chance as well, so he was really immediately in the game. In a difficult game for us, obviously. Game number 4 in 11 days is always difficult with our squad situation. It's super difficult. We didn't start particularly well. It was obvious, but we had no real rhythm. That was the problem a little bit. It's like, we're not really fluent, these kind of things. You have to play quick against a defensive block. You have to play in the right spaces. We had too many players behind the ball. So, normal football things. And created anyway then a few chances, not the biggest ones, but we had a few chances which showed us how we can do it. And then second half, the game gets more and more difficult. Opponents fighting for the result. Bring on Taibo is obviously a real handful and a proper target player for counter-attacks. Elanga and Hudson-Odoi around him, Gibbs right now with the space there. That's really tricky. We defended that exceptionally in the last moment with the four in the back and Kuiv and then Bataru from a specific moment on. So the game is open. That means you can win it. And obviously Maka had an idea after 98 minutes. A wonderful ball, a really wonderful piece of football. And Darwin is there and scores the goal. Really cool afternoon for us in the end.
How did you see the situation, which obviously made Nottingham Forest and their coach and their backroom staff very unhappy, the situation later on when there was the head injury? How do you see it happened
exactly the same in the first half, didn't it? It's exactly the same, just the other way around, right? So what would you say about that? I expected it exactly to happen like that because it happened in the first half like that. If it wouldn't have happened in the first half, I would have asked a question as well. But I would now assume that's the rule. I don't know, to be 100% sure, but because it happened twice, and twice what got handled exactly the same. And so I don't really see the reason for the discussions because that's it. And I don't know how many passes we had to play to arrive there and score the goal. But I understand 100% the excitement and the anger and stuff like this of Nottingham. Of course, they fight for everything and understand that. But I think the particular situation, we had it twice the same, then I would say that's consistent.
Jürgen, you've been through a lot of late drama in your career, but does it still feel the same? Is it as exciting as ever?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's like 4 games in 11 days, come on. 5 in 15? It's really tough. With our squad situation, it's all anyway tough, but with our squad situation, it's super tough. And how the boys fall through that is really special. So that we don't come here today and just play them out of the stadium and they don't find the exit anymore, stuff like this. That was clear. The fourth game was the toughest. It was a really unbelievable effort. The boys put in a proper shift. We had to fight through this, and the boys did it. And if it's 0-0, it's 0-0. That doesn't change the game, doesn't change the effort, but the goal obviously changed the result, the points, these kind of things. So, and for us, that's super important today. Yeah? And really happy with that. So now we have a few days longer until the next game. We need that to recharge. And then we can train properly as well, which is helpful. The last 11 days we couldn't train at all. We just recovered and played again. So that's the situation. But super special. You have asked me 12 days ago, is it possible to win all 4? I would have said no. But the boys made it happen.
Jürgen, in terms of the squad situation, timing of the goal, where would you say this win ranks in terms of the biggest ones this season?
Last one feels always the best. Eh? So, it's up there with all the others. We have only 63 points because we won the other games as well. I don't know exactly when that was and how, but they're all super important. But today, it was Aston Villa-like. When we there had to turn it around and Robbo scored. Robbo could have scored in the first half. Maybe should have. I don't know. But so we had moments in the first half as well. That was step by step, bit by bit, they come up again. So we had chances. Always, again, when we play football, we are a really good football team. We didn't play often enough proper football today, but too much in a rush. But can I understand that? Yeah, I do. Do I like it? No. That's true as well.
Jürgen Klopp there speaking with the press after the game. Sammy Lee and John Aldridge are still with me. And although I imagine the boss would have been relieved to hear that full-time whistle.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, as I said, the goal couldn't come at a better time. You know, they couldn't get back into the game. And then straight away, you can enjoy the moments. You know, go to the away crowd. They played the part. You could hear them right throughout the game. You know, great support again. Yeah, absolutely. The sports have been magnificent, you know. And when Jürgen does ask for a little bit more passion, we showed it at Wembley, you know, in the week against Southampton, they were excellent. You know, because you do, take it from me and Sammy, when you're all playing, you feel that. Mm. If the crowd's down and your adrenaline doesn't get going as much, they can get you out of it.
Our crowd are different.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Our crowd are different.
100%. Don't care what anyone says.
We know that. And again, what I've said on many occasions, Beck, I have to say to you, is that the guy, how do you follow him? How do you follow him? And he gets the crowd. He knows exactly what the crowd can bring to the team in difficult moments. And that's why he's demanding of them. He's done on a number of occasions, don't leave early. Do the day against Southampton, go and get themselves going.
The West Brom game.
Yeah, I just think he's too
terrific. He went to the Cup, you know, everyone mocked him for that. And still do.
Yeah.
But that's springboarded us. Yeah. You know, the moments what he sees, you know.
Exactly, because he more than anybody appreciates what the crowd bring to this team, and vice versa. There's a connector. There always has been, but this is a massive connector.
Oh, I think that Ale 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 in extra time Wembley was that personified, really, wasn't it? What do you think his words would have been at half-time in today's game? Because that first 45 was, it felt like it was kind of hard, feeling the way into the game for quite a long period, and it was quite cagey.
I think basically, you know, just tried to speed it up a little bit.
Move the ball quicker.
Move the ball back, you know, a lot quicker. You know, obviously, you've got to make sure you've got the back door shut, you know, because they played long ball and the way that you're on the break. But yeah, we were. The way we played, it was fairly easy to play against, because the final ball let us down first half. You know, second half it was better. You know, and the more the game went on, we started to get the ball into better areas in the box. You know, but if you don't get the final ball in areas, you know, you don't get shot on targets. If you don't get shot on targets, you don't win games. One shot on target, we won the game.
Yeah, it was 73% possession in that first half, Sammy, but just couldn't find that breakthrough. But then, as Aldo said, that the second half, they seemed to come out with a bit more zip about them. I think it was Andy Robertson who had a chance quite early on before he came off. Mm-hmm. And there seemed to be a lot more energy about them after the break.
Well, I think he'd have been very philosophical with the guys. You know, he just said they've had so many games in such a short space of time. He couldn't demand any more of them. All he would have said to him, said, keep going, just move the ball quickly, as John said. Make sure we're tight at the back. Yeah. Make sure we don't concede, because we will score, whether it be from a set piece or whether it be from open play, as we did, you know. And as you mentioned there, the fantastic reverse ball from McAllister. 99% of other players would have gone down the right-hand side, just didn't take a bit of time. He turned, just played that lovely little floated ball into his. And he, as he said there, he couldn't demand anything. He can't demand any more of them. They're giving them everything. They're giving us everything. It just needs to be a little bit quicker, that's all.
Do you know what else as well? When we play teams, the possession, what you said, and the way we play, they tire.
Yeah.
The last quarter of the game, when you start off, you see even with Southampton and other teams, it's very difficult to play against Liverpool the way they play for 90 minutes or 100 minutes, whatever it be. And what happened there, gradually, and Sammy will tell you, you start going back and back and back, and that's what they started to do. Yeah. We scored when they were on top of they were nearly on top of their own goalkeeper, because we forced them back and back, and we pressed them and pressed them. And you do go back, you go deeper and deeper. And that ball was a great ball. But if they'd done that, you know, in the first half, they'd have been on the 18-yard box, they'd have gone through to the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
They're on top of the goalkeeper because of the tiredness.
And don't forget, they've just conceded a very late goal in the week as well.
So it was psychologically weak.
I'm just going through the game as a timeline. So 60 minutes it was that Nunes and Endo come on. Well, obviously, we spoke about the goal, but he was right in the thick of it, Nunes, as soon as he got on the pitch, wasn't he? Causing chaos, as we say, straight away.
Within the minutes, wasn't he?
Yeah, but you know, you said back all along. I mean, look at his reaction to the goal at Wembley. You know, that was his fitness test for me. That was his fitness test.
He vaulted over the advertising board.
You're looking
at
him, then you say, you're ready to play, whatever. And then it's obviously down to, as we mentioned before the game, other departments, the sports science, the physicalities of it, to decide how many minutes they're going to give him. And it all has a part to play in making up Jürgen's mind as to when to introduce them onto the pitch.
Yeah, they did have their chances, Forrest. I think it was Anthony Elanga, that one that just fizzed past the post. And they looked dangerous on the break, didn't they? What did you think of them overall?
They've got pace up top, you know, all the players that and the lad who come on, you know, they've all got pace and strength. And that's the forte. And that's the way they played from the first minute. And even when they made the changes, when Origi came off, it's just the same. But that one chance from Elanga, that was the one that they possibly should have scored, you know, or hit the target, and thankfully he didn't, out of all the chances. The one first off...
Great save by Callum.
Great save. Could have been offside.
Yeah.
It was very marginal. It's one of those where you couldn't see. But at the end of the day, Keller wasn't to know that, and he's pulled off a magnificent save.
Yeah, absolutely. No. There was one from Cody Gakpo. I think maybe he could have taken it across goal, the ball, and that didn't quite happen. But it's, I suppose, frustrating for him, because he's trying to make an impression, isn't he?
Yeah, but the first part, I think Diaz had probably our best opportunity when it fell to him, but he just couldn't get out of his feet, and it bubbled away.
It was unfortunate then.
And it was a bit unlucky, to be fair. But yeah, you know, we were huffing and puffing. And then finally, last minute, we blew the house down.
Quick word on Forrest. Your thoughts on their chances of staying up. They
I don't care.
I've got to be honest with you, Becca.
It's up to them. I've just won Liverpool, you know. No, no, just, you know, Liverpool, if they stay up, they deserve to stay up. You know, whoever stays up deserves to stay up. Whoever goes down, goes down.
I'm like John.
Absolutely.
I'm like John Becker. I have to say to you, for me, we can only control what we can control. They're in a situation because of what's gone on in the past 20-odd games, not what's happening now. So basically, we just, you know, content ourselves in the performance today, the result today, and worry about Liverpool.
Just a quick break in the show to tell you there's never been a better time to show your support for the Reds. Whether it's getting kitted out with this season's Nike home strip, checking out the new arrivals to our training range, or if you want to roll back the years with a shirt from our retro range, the Liverpool FC store has everything you need. And right now, there's even savings of up to 30% on this season's away kit while stocks last. Visit a store today. Go online at liverpoolfc.com/store or download the official LFC store app to find what you're looking for. Right, let's get back to the show. Another memorable win for the Reds and a memorable day in particular for young Bobby Clark, who made his first Premier League start today at the City Ground. He's been speaking with Rob Jones.
Bobby, that was not a bad way for your first Premier League start to end, was it?
Oh, great way for it to end. Obviously, I was grateful to get my first start in the Premier League. Obviously, when I came off, things are out of my control, but obviously, I knew there was something coming, and that late when I was top.
Give me a sense then of what it's like on the bench when you're sitting, watching, hoping that there will be a winning goal.
Oh, it's mad, but I always had the feeling that we were going to do something with, obviously, the top players that we've got on the pitch, and then Alexis with the calmness at the end, and then Darwin putting it in, it was top.
The quality of the ball he plays in, I guess as a young midfielder, you can only learn from someone like Alexis, who has seen it all, done it all, won the World Cup.
Yeah, exactly that. Every day I'm learning off them, especially him in my position, and what he done at the end, special.
Take me through it then. When did you find out you were getting your first start, and how did you think you did?
It was yesterday in training when we were doing like walkthroughs for the game, and I thought I was decent. I thought I could have done a lot more and what I know I can do, but yeah, it was all right.
Does it feel like you're not fazed by anything? You played in a cup final last week, you started a Premier League game today. Do you feel as though you're taking it all in your stride?
Yeah, I do, to be fair, but it all comes from the gaffer and all the players. Like, they fill you with confidence, they let you do your thing. So it comes from them, yeah.
Is that one of the big things, that you've got a manager who's happy to throw in young players, put his trust in you, let you try things, and you can go out there and express yourself?
Yeah, that's the main thing. If you don't have a manager like that, it's going to be much harder, but whenever I'm coming on or starting like today, he just lets me do my thing, fills it with confidence.
Is it more special going through this with some of the other lads? Obviously, Jaden comes on again today, Lewis gets his goal on Wednesday night, that all of you can sort of chat about your experiences together?
Yeah, it's really special, really, because obviously I'm playing with them in the youth teams over the last few seasons, and obviously the other day seeing them two score, and we're all involved again today, it's really good.
Must be pretty special as well when you look across the pitch to that away end.
Oh yeah, it was top support.
Any messages yet from Dad or anyone else in the family?
Oh, I haven't had a look yet. I'll probably have a few.
You do realise that not every season's like this, you know. Don't win a cup final in your first crack and 99th minute winners in your first Premier League start.
Oh, I know. I wish it was.
Well done. Congratulations.
Cheers, mate.
Oh, what a week for Bobby Clark and all the young academy products. He's 19 years old, although he says that every day he's learning. And he's learnt an awful lot, I imagine, in the past 10 days or so.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Kevin Keegan once said he was still then 34 and working on his game, you know. I always remember that, and I took a lot from that, because I tried to do that myself. You'd always learn. Every single day you learn something in your life. But you know, a lot of people have said about Alex Inglethorpe, what a job he's done. You know, he's such a grand, lovely fella. But what he's done with the academies, it's been pretty amazing, you know. And it shows that the fruits are... Well, they're showing now, you can see how many players are going through. He saved the owners an absolute fortune. They should be thanking him very much. Because he, some of the players that we're looking at, like players who are valued 50 million, 60 million, to come into that position But these lads have come, you know, Conor Bradley, young Dan's comes, and all of a sudden we know what he can do by seeing him on LFCCV or the games. Again, he looks like he's not phased. Some of these young lads have took like a duck to water.
Yeah, I suppose you look at someone like Jarrell Kwanza and go, well, the injury
absolutely.
To Jean Matip would normally have maybe forced Liverpool to go into the transfer market, and they turned someone like him, and that's not necessary.
No, it is, but as you said, Berg, I mean, that only comes about because the man in charge is willing to give them a chance. We keep on saying potential needs opportunity. These guys have had the opportunity, albeit enforced because of the injuries, but they've stepped up to the plate magnificently. And again, as Tomo said, and as John just said there, we spoke about Nunes coming on, which is fantastic, as he always is, but Danzy came on and he rattled them.
Yeah.
He rattled them. He started making them going deeper and deeper and deeper just by putting pressure on, clattered into the keeper, if you remember, at one stage, which unsettled them, gave us a few more minutes, if you like, you know, which added to us. We scored in 99. You know, I'm not saying it was a tactic, but he certainly came on and had a massive impact.
Yeah, Jaden Danz said, I think, on Wednesday night, and Bobby Clark also just echoed it there, you know, that the confidence that the boss has in them to go out there and perform gives them so much confidence in themselves to be able to go out and do it.
I think confidence, I think it's the belief.
Yeah.
You know, he believes in them. You know, someone believes in you. You know, wow, Jurgen Klopp, probably the best manager on the planet. He believes in me.
Yeah.
You know, that gives you confidence to believe in yourself even more. So
but the biggest thing he said, to be honest with you, is the fact that the man, Jurgen, lets them be themselves, lets them express themselves. And as a young player, you don't want any inhibitions, you don't want any restrictions. You've obviously got to play to the game plan, which they all know about, but he just says, go out and enjoy yourself. That's not a loose term. He means basically go and express yourselves. And all these guys are coming on and doing so in such a magnificent way, on the biggest stage, by the way.
Absolutely. We'll speak about Bobby Clark just a little bit more, given it was obviously his first start today. What do you like about him, the qualities that he has? He looks so calm and composed when he has the ball.
He's not dissimilar to McAllister in the way he plays. You know, to be fair to him, he got the closest for us to score in the first half. He cut in. It wasn't far away, that, you know. It was dipping all the way and it was right at the angle. He took it on and he got the swerve on it. He sees he nutmegged Yates. He should have got booked for it. You know, he shows great little touch of awareness around him, which you've got to in that position. And do you know what I liked when I first seen him? He'd done a tactical foul in a game a couple of months ago when it was at a critical stage of the game at Anfield. And we don't do tactical fouls.
Yeah.
I love that because that's part of the game. We get it done to us all the time. His dad's probably learned it from his dad, who's a really good player as well. But he's picked up certain things. He's got a football brain.
I think that's one of the things, I suppose, isn't it, when you're coming through the academies, you can have the skills, but it's almost that nous, as we would say,
of
you know, how people are going to try and outfox you, if you like, when you're on the pitch. And as Aldo says, if you've got that in your locker as well, you're probably one step ahead.
Very much so, Becky. It's game awareness. You know, you can have energy, you can have whatever, but once you've got game awareness, and even there today, he was driving forward with the ball, he's seen the space, taking the ball forward. I've been very impressed with him since he's come on. And as you say, he obviously knows the system that they want to play. They know the game plan. Everyone knows the role and responsibility. But these guys, not only have they got energy and youthfulness, because that's what they should have that anyway, because of their age, but they have a game awareness. And not a lot of young players have game awareness. And these guys who've come on, they've had an immediate impact and they've never looked lost. Which for me told you, tactically they know what's required of them, which, as you so rightly said, it comes down to the people of the academy who've given them that. And they're getting embroiled in with the team, with the first team, knowing exactly what their role and responsibility is going to be. And you don't look out of place.
They do not, indeed. We are coming to the end of the show, but I want to squeeze in a little bit more reaction for you from the City Ground. Quaveen Kelleher is speaking to Rob Jones. Here we go.
Quaveen, I don't think we can stand the stress of this every weekend for the next 2 months. You're putting us all through it.
Yeah, I think I'm the same, to be honest. But obviously, it's a great fight from the last to stay in until the very end. And yeah, I think we got our reward today. I think we deserved to win, definitely on the balance of play. So yeah, delighted with the win.
It's a remarkable couple of weeks, isn't it? To win in the 119th minute at Wembley with so many young lads on the pitch, to win in the 99th minute again. The character in this group is unquestionable.
Yeah, it's always. I think it's always been like that. Obviously, great mentality within the whole squad, even the youngsters. We just have that fight and that kind of never give up attitude. And yeah, we showed it again today, which was pleasing.
Do you get the sense when you're at the other end and the clock is ticking down, you think one more chance here, one more chance?
Yeah, listen, I know the quality we have going forward, so I always have that belief that we will score a goal. Right up until the very end, I had belief that we were going to get something.
And it helps when you've got a midfielder with the quality on the ball. Alexis has to clip that ball in. It's a brilliant little chip.
Yeah. Honestly, he's been immense this season. And the quality that he has, the technical ability he has, is crazy. So, yeah, the cross was superb and the header was unbelievable. So, yeah.
And it helps, isn't it? Obviously, the injuries have been a big talking point for the last couple of weeks, to be able to bring on guys like Darwin and Dom, Wataru Endo off the bench today. And obviously, Darwin makes the telling contribution.
Yeah, it's nice to see some of the lads that are coming back in now. And yeah, like you say, it's definitely gives you a boost when you see those lads coming onto the pitch to help push us on. And yeah, I think Darwin helped us out a bit today.
For you, how big is concentration on a day like today? Because you know you're not probably going to have lots to do. But for example, the save you make in the first half might have been offside, might not have with VAR. But you have to be alert, particularly coming off your line for things like that.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's the way it's always been at Liverpool, that you're not going to have much to do, but if you probably get that one moment where you need to step up. So, yeah, thankfully, again, I was able to do it today. It's the most important thing, that you have to stay concentrated throughout the whole game and try to keep that clean sheet.
Three clean sheets in a row for you now for the first time this season. It's a great building block, isn't it? You know, with the quality in attack, that 1-0 can be a popular scoreline.
Yeah, it's always the motivation with myself and the back line that, to keep that clean sheet. And then, yeah, we know if we keep that, then we've got a great chance of winning with the quality we have up top. So, yeah, happy again to get another one, and hopefully we can keep going with that momentum and get some more.
It just, I guess, shows how difficult the Premier League is, how difficult achieving what everyone wants to come the end of the season of winning the title, that this is a team 17th in the table and you've had to work so hard to win the game.
Yeah, it's obviously a difficult place to come anyway. But like you say, when they're fighting for their safety, it makes it even more difficult. So yeah, we came here today, we grinded out the win, and that's all we can do.
We did joke about it at the start, but I think there are going to be a few more days like this, isn't it? There's not going to be too many 3-0, 4-0 comfortable days. There are going to be times where everyone is going to be on the edge of their seat between now and May.
Yeah, I think, obviously, like you say, it's the Premier League. Every game's going to be tough, and especially coming away from home at places like this, it's never easy. So, yeah, like you say, I think we're going to be in for a few more of them, but we've showed fight so far, so hopefully we can keep going.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Hopefully not too many heart-stopping last gasp wins, but Quirin Kelleher, he is one of the calmest members of this Liverpool squad. So cool and collected, which obviously in his position, Aldo, is a blessing. But he is in fine form at the moment.
Brilliant. As I said before, you know, if Alisson was fit, I don't think he gets in the team. That's the greatest compliment I can
give him. Yeah, it really is, yeah.
But the lad, you know, he's got everything that you want in the modern-day game. You know, don't forget, he played Gaelic football, which goes a long way, you know. You can see him with his feet, he could probably play out.
I think he was a striker when
he played out as well, absolutely. Yeah. I was going to say that, yeah. So he's no mug, obviously, on the ball. He's like James Bond at the time. It comes back to him, he's too suave, sophisticated. And for me, I have my heart and my mouth and go, get rid of it. But he knows what he's doing.
He certainly does.
He hasn't made many mistakes with the ball at his feet.
And
we were just talking to me and Sammy. Last three or four games, he's pulled off seven saves that have been absolutely amazing. And that's the reason why we got the clean sheets over them games.
Yeah, and also the reason why potentially we have a trophy that last weekend.
Yeah.
You know, it's literally margins like that win you games and win you trophies. And he's been right at the heart of it.
Very much so, Behan. And again, that's what he's in there for. To make saves, you know. I just love the maturity out of all our guys. Yeah. When you see them interview, you listen to them, they have a maturity which I've got transfers onto the pitch. I just look at his calmness there, you know. And as you so rightly say, he's been magnanimous in the games he's played. He's got better with each and every game, with each and every minute. And no coincidence, three clean sheets.
Yeah.
You know, he's done fantastic. And fair play to him.
Great for him to be able to claim that those three clean sheets. John said that Alisson doesn't automatically come back in for him. What about yourself? As we said pre-match, it's a very nice headache for the boss.
Fantastic.
To have.
And yeah, sorry, Beckham. And again, that's why I'm sat here and not the actual. That's, you know, it's way above my pay grade.
He doesn't want to say, you don't want to make it.
No, I take to John's point the fact that, you know, it's hard to shift these guys when they come in. It's hard to, you know, how can you argue against them? You know, the clean sheets, the save, not only the clean sheets, but it's the saves he's made in the in these games. They've been crucial saves at crucial times. Oh. He's kept us in the game. He's been one of the main reasons why we've had them clean sheets. You mentioned seven crucial saves.
Even the Luton game, Sam.
Exactly.
A couple of saves in the
Luton game. So, you know, it's going to be difficult. But listen, it's a fantastic, fantastic problem for Jürgen to have.
I think Alisson himself would feel uneasy if he was coming and take over. Because he's looking at it and he's going, because they're big friends, obviously, and they work with each other, you know, good mates. And
he's a solid guy as well, isn't
he? Oh, yeah, yeah. And he's thinking, wow, he's delighted for him. But you know, that's the way life is, you know, you help each other off the pitch, on the pitch, on the training pitch, you know. So yeah, no, lad's been top draw.
Absolutely phenomenal. OK, well, there are another four matches remaining before the international break, which is coming up at the end of this month. And it starts, of course, with a trip to Prague in the first leg of the Europa League Last 16 next Thursday before that huge, huge Premier League clash with Manchester City at Anfield. That is a week on Sunday, of course. Sparta Prague then come to Anfield on the 14th of March for the second leg. And then it's a very tasty looking FA Cup quarter final at Old Trafford.
Lovely.
Yeah. That is mouth-watering looking
what
at those, isn't it?
What a time to be a Liverpool player. What a time to be a Liverpool player.
Certainly is. A Liverpool fan as well going over to Prague. Yeah. I imagine there are a lot of happy people when that draw was made.
It's a nice place. I believe it's good nightlife, isn't it? Well, I went once. I didn't go out of a night.
Of course you didn't. No points for you, eh?
Yeah, Joe's watching.
It's a lovely place. Yeah, it's a lovely place.
It is. And it's a fairly decent team as well, Sammy, that Liverpool face on Thursday night.
But Becky, when you get to this stage, it's always difficult, you know, and as I said, they'll be technically be a very good team. But again, Liverpool are well versed in European competitions. They'll know the strengths and weaknesses of Prague, you know, and at the end of the day, it's just about us rest and recovery now, making sure that when we get into the game, when we cross the white line, that we're at our best. Because when we're at our best, then we can beat anybody on the planet. And I firmly believe that we'll be fully versed in their strengths and their weaknesses. But as long as we play to our game plan, stick to that. And again, a clean sheet, it'll help.
Yeah, they are Fortuna Liga champions of last season. The Fortuna Liga, of course, being the Czech Premier League. Into the round of 16 by the playoffs, Aldo, after finishing second in Group C. That group including Rangers, who beat them at Ibrox. Mm-hmm. They beat Galatasaray in the playoffs 6-4 on aggregate to get to this point. I always say on paper, and I think it's not the greatest of phrases, but it is a team that Liverpool should have enough to get past on Thursday.
I totally agree with you. Absolutely. You know, you look at the two teams, but football's football, you know, and things happen in football. The good thing is it's over two legs.
Yeah.
Two legs, you know, and we're strong. You know, you don't look any further than the first leg, but we just got to go at our business and get the right result over there. And it'd be lovely if we could go there and win, you know, in between Manchester City and Man United and give them a little leeway to play one or two young kids again for the experience. That's the ideal scenario. But the main thing is to go out, go to Prague and make sure we stay in the tie and get the right results.
Yeah, the likes of Bobby Clark, I would imagine, would be hoping for a start again on Thursday. Jadon Dans might be hoping for a few more minutes as well, Sammy.
Well, what we've just witnessed in the last 11 days, they'll all be wanting to play. They'll always be thinking that they can start. But, you know, again, the good thing is that there are games available. You know, whether there's positions available, time will tell if we get people back through injury. But one thing's for sure, there's competition there now. Mm. There's competition for places. And John will tell you, every top team needs competition in every department. Yeah. And we've got that.
It's another few days, 5 days for Mohamed Salah to get himself fit. Is there a thought that they would be better just saving him for Manchester City?
Will.
Or
He might be on the bench.
Yeah.
You know, for some minutes. For, you know, little rustiness. He's only played, you know, the Brentford appearance, you know, since he's been injured. So there is rustiness there, you know. So it'd be the ideal to maybe give him half an hour before Manchester City.
It's always nice to get some minutes in. Yeah. It really is, you know, because especially every player wants that and every player needs it just to get some sort of rhythm. I think, depending on how things go in the game, it'd be nice to get minutes before, because it's a difficult game, Manchester City, to just go straight in.
Yeah.
Whether it be Mo Salah, whether it be Ali or whatever. So it's always nice to get them minutes, just to get a little bit of touch, feel, rhythm of the game. And of his teammates. So I think it'll be important that he gets some minutes.
And very important as well to go into that City game, continuing this momentum on a high, a positive result in midweek. We'll obviously do that, John.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, hey, it's massive. You know, just get a good result in the week. Even a draw, you know, you take it. You know, if you can win there, brilliant. But just, you're right, keep the momentum going, keep the confidence in the camp. You know, and then meet Man City head on. You know, they... Sammy said it earlier on, if we play well, we beat anyone, anywhere, any place.
Do you know what as well, John? Unless we haven't heard anything differently, it's nice to come out with a clean sheet and no injuries.
So that is it from this latest episode of The Reaction. Do join us again, though, after Thursday's Europa League last 16 first leg tie. That one away to Sparta Prague, when we'll be bringing you more analysis and interviews from the Czech capital too. Until then, if you haven't already, please do give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you don't miss an episode when they drop. We'll see you next time. Yeah.